This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. What Les Brown Summit teaches about finding your voice. What happened? Les Brown, one of the most recognised names in motivational speaking, is launching a two-part event series called the Hungry for Greatness Summit. It starts with a virtual experience on August 9, 2026, and builds toward a live gathering in Atlanta on October 10 and 11, 2026. The stated focus is helping people find their voice and lead to human connection at a time where AI is reshaping how we work and communicate. The communication angle. Here is a lesson: the most powerful positioning move you can make right now is to name the threat your audience already fears, then hand them the antidote. That is exactly what this event series does. AI anxiety is real. Professionals are not scared of robots. They're scared of becoming irrelevant. They're scared that their voice, their presence, their way of connecting with people will be replaced by something faster and cheaper. Les Brown and his team did not ignore that fear. They walked straight into it. The phrase "in the age of AI" is not decoration. It is a direct acknowledgement that the audience's concern is legitimate, and it earns immediate trust. The two-stage structure is smart communication design, not just event logistics. Starting virtual and then going live is a specific choice that mirrors the journey the attendees are supposed to take. You begin where most people are comfortable, behind a screen, and then you build toward the harder, more vulnerable thing: showing up in a room full of strangers and actually connecting with them. The format proves the message. That is rare, and it matters. The phrase "find your voice" is doing serious work here. It is concrete enough to feel achievable and personal enough to feel urgent. Compare that to generic summit language like "unlock your potential" or "transform your mindset." Those phrases mean nothing because they point nowhere. Find your voice tells you exactly what problem is being solved. You do not have won yet, or you lost it, and we are going to help you get it back. That is a promise with weight behind it. The one risk I see is the first family of motivation framing. It signals legacy and credibility, which is valuable, but legacy can also read as nostalgia. The best version of this event will make clear that the tools being taught are forward-facing, not a celebration of what worked in 1995. The messaging needs to answer one question before skeptics even ask it: why is a human voice more powerful now than it was before AI, not less? This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on audience positioning gives you a framework for leading with your listeners' emotional reality instead of your own agenda. Because the moment people feel understood, they stop resisting and start listening. The takeaway: before your next pitch, presentation, or important conversation, identify the one fear your audience is already carrying into the room. Write it down in one sentence. Then open with it directly. Do not ease into your point. Name the fear out loud, show you understand it, and then pivot to what you offer. That single move will do more for your credibility than any polished slide deck. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.